The Lord's Supper. A born-again believer believes the Lord's Supper is memorial. Jesus said, do this remembering me, 1 Corinthians 11. A born-again Christian receives Jesus once, spiritually, into our heart, yet to all who receive him, John 1:12. Even to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to be his children. And God put his spirit in our hearts as the down payment, 2 Corinthians 1:22. A Roman Catholic believes the Lord's Supper is a sacrifice. The sacrifice of Christ and the sacrifice of the Eucharist are one single sacrifice. The same Christ who offered himself once in a bloody manner on the altar of the cross is contained and offered in an unbloody manner. That's paragraph 1367. A Roman Catholic believes he receives Jesus physically, frequently, in the stomach. The body, blood, and soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ is truly, really, and substantially contained in the Eucharist, and you eat it. That's paragraph 1374 to 1378. And so you and I, when we talk to them and say, have you been born again? I've been born again. What they mean is they were baptized. Have you received Christ? We've received Christ. They mean they ate the Mass. They ate the wafer, the Eucharist. They participated in the Eucharist. And so they say that yes, I've received him. Is he living within you? Yes, I eat it often enough. It's always within my... You know, those people go every day. The really faithful ones go every day to Mass. And they're ingesting Christ, and they have him in themselves all the time. If you were living in the first century and walking down the streets of Rome, it would have been a lot prettier than it is now. But back then, Rome was a gleaming city of the head of the empire, conquering all the known world. And if you were walking down the street, you'd hear a couple of people talking, and they'd say, I was born again last night. Probably your ears would perk up and you'd go, wow. You'd listen. And the guy would say, really, what happened? He says, well, I was washed in the blood. And you'd keep walking behind him and listening. He'd say, yeah, I was washed in the blood of the Son of God. I mean, wouldn't you want to run up to him and shake their hands? Hey, God bless you, brother. How are you doing? They'd look at you and say, what are you talking about? They say, aren't you a born-again Christian? No, I'm not a born-again Christian. I was initiated into the rite of Mithras last night, the bull god. And what they would do is down underground in the catacombs, it wasn't just Christians down there, they would take living bulls and march them down those tunnels. And they had these racks that they would stand them in. And while the bull was alive, the people would go down underneath him in this cave and they would slit the throat of this living animal and let the blood pour down on them. And they called that bull, Mithras, the bull god, the son of God, because it was a bull and an idol representation of this god, Mithras. And they called the blood coming on them being born again. And they were washed by the bull god's blood and born again into the cult of Mithras. And so the same terms, born again, son of God, washed in the blood, mean totally different things. So does believing, receiving, being born again, being saved. Two different terminologies. Romanism, a total self-effort within a system where Rome gives out the grace, kind of like the U.S. government sends out checks, you know. Salvation in the scriptures, Jesus paid it all. He paid for it once. He sat down, it was finished. And he justifies us instantaneously, completely, and for eternity. Totally different systems. Well, how does regeneration occur? A born-again Christian believes he's regenerated at the baptism of the Spirit. That's why there is not a second baptism. There's not a second work of grace. The Scriptures tell us in 1 Corinthians 12:13 that the instant we came into Christ's body, we were baptized by the Holy Spirit. It's a dry baptism. It is the Spirit baptizing us into Christ, into his body. He baptizes us and puts the gifts of his Spirit, the spiritual qualities God wants us to accomplish for him, instantly into us. He puts it all in at once, and he washes away our sins. He justifies us. He redeems us, pulling us out of slavery. All those things happen at once. That's what the Scriptures say. And we are saved, 2 Thessalonians says, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, as we believe in the truth. We believe he sanctifies. We trust and turn in faith, and he comes and does all of the... In fact, theologians say 100 different events occur instantaneously, just the blink of an eye, when we come in faith to Christ and we respond to his call to us. 100 things God does. It's the most amazing process in the world. A Roman Catholic believes baptism of water imparts divine life. The water of baptism truly signifies our birth into the divine life. That's paragraph 694. And that's why if there's a baby that's not doing well in the hospital, they're surrounded and they quickly baptize them. They get them in. like that. Don't want to lose one. And they say that the water imparts divine life. Amazing. Well, just one more, and then I want to take about 3 minutes to mark your Bibles with the truth. Salvation. A Christian is purified by the blood of Jesus, who is God the Son, the Creator, the Redeemer, the Judge. And the blood of Jesus, God's Son, purifies us from all sin, 1 John 1:7. A Roman Catholic is purified by the fires of purgatory. They undergo purification in purgatory so as to achieve the holiness necessary to enter the joys of heaven. It's a whole different pathway of salvation. Tragic.